The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio.
La 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 la. Hey Parker, don't be discouraged. The man, he ain't that hard to understand. You know he's not trying to make trouble. He's just stressing out like every other fan. Well, there's good in every team. Things aren't always what they seem. You can always find a winner if you try. Oh, weeknights, things will get better. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, they will for Parker and the man. Oh, yes, they will for Parker and the man. But you know, the man still can't understand. Parker and Wilson on Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan. It's Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Good evening, Detroit!
Wait, how's it look? Mike in a bad spot?
What went wrong with you today? What's that, your mic doesn't work?
Help me out.
What's wrong with your mic?
I don't know. Is it in the right place? Am I blocking it? Okay.
Matt's running in now. Ken Marino says you're good to go. The legendary Ken Marino actually working the TriCaster today for our web stream. Who knew? That's amazing stuff. Hey, welcome to Friday the 13th. Don't walk under any cats and hit any ladders and break any cats.
Never cross my mind. Never thought about that.
That Friday this is the Friday 13th. The 13th?
No.
It's a Facebook Friday. It's a Father's Day Sunday, so it's a Father's Day weekend.
Mark, I'm glad you said that, because I want to say something before you get into your whole big show plan.
My spiel?
Yes. When you call in tonight or just chime in, I'm just curious, and I'm going to ask you first.
Okay.
What kind of dad did you have? And what I mean by that, I'm not saying he's gone or whatever. I'm just saying, when you were growing up, I'm going to give you a couple of choices.
Okay.
Was he like the coach playing with you all the time, that kind of dad playing catch, throwing the ball around?
Mm-hmm.
Was he the always working, never around dad? Number
okay.
two.
Right.
Was he the Santa Claus dad?
What does that mean?
Bought your stuff, took your play. That's what I had when I grew up.
So instead of like doing stuff with you, you just bought your things.
Right. We didn't play catch. We went shopping.
Okay.
Or we went out to eat. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, he took care of you financially, but in no other way.
Right.
Made up for it with money.
Exactly. And then I guess would be what?
How many choices am I getting?
Four choices. And then just the absentee dad who just didn't do anything. Like, he wasn't away at work. Like, the working dad is something different.
Your local four just did a whole story on those guys.
Yeah, there's four guys I got. What kind of what dad did you have?
I had
growing
the
up? You had the working dad, didn't you?
I had the working dad who was not, he did not, no.
He was busy working, but not
all the time.
But not neglecting. He's taking
no.
care of family. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's a working dad who's taking care of family, and then there's just a neglecting dad.
He's apologized to me over the years for it.
Right, I bet. I said, I shouldn't have worked. I should have gone to more
he
your game.
He told me some story, that. Though. He said to me about a year ago that I was actually, I don't remember him ever going to a game.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, it just wasn't his thing. But he said
well, he also knew you couldn't play, so that was the
no,
other part.
No, he knew I could play just fine.
He didn't want to be embarrassed.
No, because then he admitted something to me. He said he used to drive over to where I had a game.
And watch from the car?
From the car, from afar.
I could believe that.
We used to play a lot of the games that we call Meadow Hill, and you could park up on a hill. It was like there was an actual hill there. And he said he would park. I never saw him.
Right.
I can't confirm. That's what he told me, so I just went with it. I said, really? I didn't know that at all. I just
But being in Chicago, he wasn't sure if that was you pitching or Rick Russell.
I didn't pitch. Rick Russell? Rick Russell? Where'd you get Rick Russell out of there from? Good pitcher, Rick Russell.
He was good.
Like 200 wins in his career.
Ooh, and his brother was Paul Russell.
Paul Russell.
They were both big guys.
Big
they pitch.
Dudes. They both played for a bit in the majors.
And Mark, here we go.
Rick might have played 20 years in the majors.
If you're watching, the rotation and the wind-up
I know.
Simple.
That's it. That's Rick
Russell.
That's
it. Am I right? Big guy. Just do this.
He had very little body movement.
There was no body movement for a big guy, right?
Right. But that's how he saved his energy, and he played almost 20 years in the majors. But, Rob, I know that I may look a little heavy now. I was not.
You
know,
I'm kidding.
I know you
were. Come on now.
I was stellar.
Oh, yeah. You were that in when you were playing Pony League Baseball.
Dude, I let myself go.
Hey, Gary.
It's all over.
Are you on there? Do you want to chime in or not? I mean, I don't want to put anybody on the spot. I just, Mark.
And as we know, Rob's father's passed.
Passed, right.
Long gone. And my father's still very much alive in New York State.
And living in New York State, mm-hmm. doing his thing. Gary, just curious, of those four choices, where would you put your dad in that category?
I'd say he was working dad.
Working dad.
He worked a lot, but he wasn't really into sports anyway. And I didn't want my parents coming to the games in case I screwed up, actually. I was super self-conscious.
Is that right?
Yeah, seriously.
And I always say, the reason I always say my dad was Santa Claus dad was because when my mom and dad got divorced, he took us on, you know, trips and did stuff on the weekend. Mom's doing all the hard work.
The heavy lifting.
Homework, make sure you do this stuff right. And dad was like, shows up in his convertible Cadillac, hop in, we're going to Coney Island. We're going shopping.
How did Mary Parker take that? Because that always makes that father look like the greatest dad ever.
But you know what? You're right.
You assimilate yourself to the fact that I see dad, he gets me stuff.
I know, but you know what, Mark?
Fun day with dad.
Never clouded my judgment, because I realized even as a young age what was going on.
You appreciated your mom.
And can I tell you this story real quick? So we go out one night.
Take your time. There's no real quick. We got 3 hours to kill.
We go out somewhere, you know, me and my two sisters in the car. In the convert Eldorado, that's all he bought. Eldorado Cadillac,
drop top.
Beautiful, Mark. Okay, so we're
that
driving
around.
That
is a around. Boat.
You know, back then in the
that's
70s,
a boat.
It was a big car. You know, it was like the back seat's like a couch, right?
Right, it's like a couch. Like exactly. A couch. You could sleep, you could live in that car.
So we go. And
then he did.
And we pull up to the McDonald's drive through and whatever, and he says, order what you want. So, you know, my sisters order what they want. And I go and I said, I want two hamburgers, two cheeseburgers, two fries, and two Cokes.
Duels.
So we get home.
I didn't really.
And I hand my mother the bag with her cheeseburger fries.
Wow, you bought your mom? I never did that.
I did that. Because,
class act, buddy.
You know why?
Class act, buddy.
Because I was like, we're all coming home with McDonald's, right? I'm going to bring my mother some as well. He didn't say you can only have just order what you
and
want.
He never argued with you. He knew you were doing it.
Yeah.
He never said, you know what? Stop bringing your mom to McDonald's.
No. Not at all. He told me, order what I want. But if he says, order what you want.
You said your parents had a pretty good relationship post-divorce.
Yes. I told you.
Which is highly unusual.
Mark,
so.
I was 18.
Believe it or not.
I was 18 years old. I came home from high school one day. And
you're already 18.
Huh?
I was in college when my parents divorced.
No. They it was like 13 or 12.
When they divorced. Oh, this is the story about he was sitting at the table.
Having coffee, right, in the dining room. And then I was 18. And that's when they kind of reconciled things, and then they were just cool. You know what I mean? Come over, have a cup of coffee, and that was it. So,
Father's Day,
that's all. So I wanted to throw that out there, the kind of dad you had. 248-848-1130 is the number. Let's get the show started.
Well, first of all, tomorrow's Flag Day. So I want you all to remember it's Flag
Day. Flag Day?
It's
Oh, I'm sorry.
What? What are you doing?
Oh,
it's
you said
flag.
You said flag with L.
Flag Day tomorrow.
I wanted to make sure. I didn't know what you were saying.
Flag Day goes back to June 14th, 1777. Right?
Okay.
I think that was the first time Jerry Greene covered a Super Bowl.
Oh, stop.
I'm not sure, but I had to do a Jerry Greene gig.
Rip on the old sports
I'm not
writers.
Ripping. I love Jerry Greene, man. We all love Jerry Greene, but that's Flag Day tomorrow, too. So you got Facebook Friday, Father's Day weekend, and Flag Day is tomorrow. So there you go. Now I feel good. Now I can get it going. Oh, and it's also the 35th anniversary of Sparky's hiring as Tiger manager.
Thanks, Buster.
When they dumped Les Moss. Thanks, Buster. when they dumped Les Moss, who had an over 500 record.
Yeah, but what was he only managed? What, 13 games?
Like 57 games. Oh, he was 24 and 23. And Jim Campbell dumped Les Moss unceremoniously because Sparky was available.
Can I upgrade? I'm getting that guy. I mean, let me tell you something.
That is the ultimate upgrade, isn't it? They just hired Les Moss that year.
But that's what GMs do. If I could get an upgrade, Les Moss is okay. I'm not going to lose any sleep. He did the right thing. I would do it.
They took care of Les, too. The right thing by the Tigers, they actually took care of Les. Les was a little angry, obviously, lose the managerial job. And then he went on to be a pitching coach.
He stayed in the
for a little while, and then he went on to be a pitching coach for the Cubs and the Astros.
Did Smiley get hit with that ball?
Tigers, by the way, are underway with the Minnesota Twins on a very windy, kind of cool evening in Metro
Detroit.
That's
why I got my jacket on. Look at this, Mark.
I'm wearing a sweatshirt in summer.
Look at the replay. Replay.
Replay. Tigers defense.
No, but it was what you call.
Who's not playing that? Anybody? DK, 32's in left. JD's in right.
Yeah. Here we go. Oh, terrible.
And Drew Smiley's facing, who's he facing tonight?
Did you rewind that? Here you go, Mark.
For Minnesota.
Here you go, Mark. Look, I thought he got hit.
Dude, seriously, that's what you made me watch?
I'm sorry.
He didn't get hit. Tell me when he gets hit.
All right.
Kyle Gibson tonight. Kyle Gibson and Drew
What about?
Tell me when Smiley gets hit by the ball.
What about Debbie Gibson? Is she pitching?
You know what? Kyle Gibson lately is pitching like Debbie Gibson. He got started really nice early, and now he's kind of falling back on not hard times, but 5-5, 391. Smiley comes in 3-4, 381. Hi, my name is Mark. Welcome to the show. The guy across from me is a guy who's looking forward to seeing tonight's Super Moon. Super Moon on Friday the 13th. This hasn't happened on a Friday the 13th since the year 2000 and will not happen again until 2049. Or in sports terms that you guys can understand, about the time frame between Lions playoff seasons.
Oh, stop.
Something like that, 2000 to 49. You know, that's just so you can understand it. Click on Detroit columnist Rob Parker.
It is Sports Night with Parker and the Man on this Facebook Friday. Rob Parker along with the man Mark Wilson, Gary, Matt, and his video streaming minion Andy, no EP tonight on the other side of the glass.
Andy looks just like Ken Marino. Look it up.
A little rest and relaxation for EP. But the crew is here. Good Friday night. Got a stuff, Mark, you want to talk about along with the Lions making a roster move. And
well, two of them in a way because they did sign Ebron today, so all the rookies
But the other one is the one that really gets to me.
What? Chris Houston's gone and not forgotten?
Just
bye-bye, Chris Houston.
Pretty amazing.
You know, the NFL, sign a guy to a $25 million
deal.
Doesn't
mean anything. That's why it's a joke. All these people talking about the
guy's
contract.
Hurt. And you know what?
And they get rid of you.
The hell with it. You're gone. And the comment was from, I don't know, pick a name. Luan, Mayhew, Caldwell. One of them said, we felt it was, in our due diligence to just make sure Chris had an opportunity to see if he could find other gainful employment. Oh, come on.
In other words, we don't want you.
We don't want you. You're not good enough. You got this injury that's lingering. We don't want to wait around for your ass. And because we're the NFL and we negotiated the greatest deal in the history of mankind.
Right, because we bent over the players' union, basically, and that's what they did.
Think about this. Eric Ebron today signs his deal, right? The total package is like $12 million.
It's no money.
He's the 10th guy picked.
Mark, that's
used to be a $50 million deal for those guys.
But that's not even what you call. You know what? That's not even, you said 12 million?
12.25.
Taxes and agent fees and whatever. How much, right now he's about down to about 6 or 7. So right.
Pretty much.
Take home, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Over spread
10th
out.
10th player picks in the draft.
Spread out over how many years?
Four
years?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. That the money is like.
It's unbelievable what happened when that, in 2011, when they made that deal. We went from Bradford and Stafford making $78 million deals each with St. Louis and
That's
Detroit,
crazy.
Respectively,
to
Cam Newton's
$22
million. As the number one overall pick.
What the most unbelievable dip in salary.
I still think there's guys who get.
But they didn't get. It wasn't like they cut it off at the top and then the other guys got at the back end. Mark, that money's gone. It didn't go to them. They still got released. Players still had veterans minimum
right,
for $1 million.
Right.
It wasn't like. Oh, well, not as an extra $50 million to spread around. Oh, no, it's not.
No, this is in owner's pockets.
Right. It was the most
ridiculous
contract.
This went into the league in owner's pockets. Think about this. They actually said at one point that everybody was cool with this deal, and they knew they were taking a little bit of a hit. So Cam Newton comes out, and he gets drafted number one, And I guess he didn't realize it. He says, so, when do, how do we, how does the negotiations get going?
There's no negotiation.
Cam, you're at $22
million. That's it. That's
well, I want more. You can't have any. That's why these guys that are coming in the league now, they still think there's a holdout situation. Nothing to hold out for.
Right.
You're slotted.
You're
That's
slotted.
It. There's not going to be any more.
There's no more holdouts.
Here's your choice. Take the damn money or sit there.
Exactly. And
or come in later when you're going to take the damn money.
We talked about this last night, Mark, about Carmelo joining the Heat. And is in any way that Carmelo, can he play on Sunday night? Can he play in Game 5?
Carmelo, yeah, right.
Can he suit up for the Miami Heat?
Yeah, this thing's over.
Not good. All right, time for the official sports night with Parker and the man, Hank Aaron, time check.
Swinging. There's a drive into left center field. That ball is going to be out of here. It's gone. It's 7-15. There's a new home run champion of all time, and it's Henry Aaron.
Of course, that means we do this every night, that Henry Aaron, we honor the 40th anniversary of the big 7-15 to pass the babe. You get to hear Milo Hamilton's terrific call on it, and it tells you that it's 7:15 right now on the Eastern Seaboard, and 7:15 in Metro Detroit on Sports Night with Parker the Man for a Facebook Friday, Father's Day Sunday, Flag Day Saturday, right here on Detroit's 11:30 WDFN The Fan, and give it up to Chris Houston for walking away and getting cut and being done, and the Lions have to now sell you on the fact that they got corners that don't really exist. Because right now, Darius Slay and Rasheen Mathis are your best corners.
Those are your two corners, Mark, and then they got a couple other guys who aren't that good. Or
I can find guys, Rob. Guys are plentiful. I mean, there's plenty of guys.
It just doesn't make any sense.
Ken Marino over there can go play corner, I guess, if you told him to. You just go. Show up. Here's a jersey. Go play. This is what they're trying to sell you over there in Allen Park right now. You know, Jim Caldwell, he's actually been a lot more glib than I thought he'd be. He's a little more fan-friendly than I thought he'd be. I thought he was this stoic character. I thought he was very funny, talking about his daughter's wedding this weekend. I think that's all diversion for what the real problem is here, which is I think that the talent level is starting to really take a dip again in Lions corners. Not just cornerbacks. I mean in all facets of the game. And now they have to somehow find a way to convince you that we're not taking a dip talent-wise. You know, I saw those things. You laughed about it the other day, that NFL Network list of the Hot 100. But when you see that Reggie Bush, this is voted on by the players.
Right, dropped big time.
44-85, right. And Stafford, I think, 48-100. He was the last name. He was the 100th best player in the NFL.
You know what? Reggie Bush last year, Mark, for all of those fumbles, too. I mean, he started off, remember the first couple games, oh, they won't be able to stop the Lions. Oh, the Reggie Bush, they gotta respect him and do this and do that. And, boy, it really got shut down. It really did.
Max Scherzer was terrific last night. We'll talk a little bit about Scherzer's performance. That's what you're talking about, right? That's what you say, mixing a shutout.
What I say, mixing a shutout every once in a while.
You know, that was the major league record. Max Scherzer had gone the longest amount of starts without a complete game in the history of the league.
Well.
The other guy he passed about 10 games ago was Tony Armas Jr.
I remember him. Lefty.
Tony, yeah, Tony's kid, the great Tony Armas of the Red Sox, his son, who played for Montreal back in the early part of the decade in 2000, start of the 2000s, was at 167. So Max had passed that. Bud Norris is now the guy with the most starts without a complete game. Armas never did get one.
Wow.
His career ended at 167 starts, and he never got a complete game in his time.
Mark,
to think you had a Cy Young winner who had never had a complete game
is pretty amazing. That is pretty amazing. It really is.
Not just complete game shutout, but a complete game.
Do you know what Ian Kinsler's batting average is now? Have you been watching this?
Oh, it's dipped. He's in the 278 or something.
281. One for his last 18.
Oh, Rob and I were saying it as we were coming on. They were showing on Fox Sports Detroit. They said, here's your two. It was a Victor Martinez-Miguel Cabrera comparison. I said, look, we're down to two.
That's all they got.
All you can tell me now is you got two guys that you're going to keep, and we already knew about those two guys. It's the other 23 I'm concerned about.
And
except for Scherzer. He gets a pass today.
All right, 248-848-1130. Couple things on the table here for you. But we could talk about Chris Houston and the Lions if you want to get started. Mark also is going to bring up this whole big lawsuit that's going
on. It's getting to the point now, this Ed O'Bannon trial.
Which I'm very, very interested in.
In Oakland, California. It's now getting to the point where it's become a little more it's easier to understand, a little more remedial. And it's been – the meeting was set today when – and I'll just throw this out there now because we do our open this way. Ed O'Bannon says...
Thanks for telling us how to do the show.
Thank you. Well, I want the people to understand. Even little leaguers... I just want to throw it out. It doesn't have to be a thing yet. Even little leaguers should get paid. And what he means by that is not every little league in America should pay their kids. But when you get to the Little League World Series that you see on TV from Williamsport, Pennsylvania, home of Lance Parrish, when you see that tournament, how many millions of dollars, Rob, is ESPN getting? How many millions of bucks is that generating? And where's the money going? Who gets the money?
I have no idea what they do with the money. It ain't like they're giving away stuff. I don't know what they do with it.
They make more money.
But what do they do with
it? For their investors and their people and their stockholders and Mark, their CEOs.
They give out uniforms? Those kids come with their uniforms. They just get a patch put on them, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
They send out patches. They don't have brand new uniforms for that.
O'Bannon's point was, why do we settle as a country for the only seeming kind of genre of work available where some people get a lot of money and some people get zero? No money. And this goes back to the idea again about scholarship athletes and just putting the word amateur in front of somebody
that
should not be a reason to not get paid.
Exactly. All right, we'll talk about Chris Houston.
You got all that?
All that. Plus, what else do we want to talk about? That was it. Chris Houston, if you want to chime in with the Lions, are you frustrated with the secondary to corner help? 248-848-1130 is the number on this Facebook Friday.
And why hold on to Houston this long? It's June 13th.
They could have let him go a long time ago.
They knew the toe situation. They knew his injury situation. They ain't new. He hasn't had a year since that playoff game, that awful playoff game against the Saints.
This is the other thing I want to throw in there, Mark, in the mix, too, about the Miami Heat and what went on, LeBron. Is this conversation for you LeBron fans? This conversation has just about ended. I know there's three games left, and the Spurs
never
have
won
a game.
It's
never happened before. No team has ever come back from 3-1 in the finals. But would you drop, if you're a LeBron fan, you have to be ready to drop this debate about him being as great as Michael Jordan. Because when they lose this series, Mark, LeBron will now have lost more NBA finals than he's won. What does that say?
Yeah, it'd be three, right? To the two he's won.
Three losses and two victories.
Can't forget the one in Cleveland. Can't forget the one in the Cleveland.
You mean the sweep in San Antonio.
248-848-1130. It's Sports Night with Parker DeMann. Mark and Rob, Detroit's 1130. WDFN The Fan. You can watch us at ParkerDeMann.com. We web stream. We're doing all this stuff. And, yeah, we're not eating pizza tonight, but we're just getting started.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Uncle Sam doesn't like to hear that.
Aunt Dorothy doesn't enjoy saying it.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man. On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Martin Keimer's got the lead at the U.S. Open. We got a sports wrap coming up. He's up big. 10 under par. Set a record for that. 6-shot lead right now at Pinehurst after round two. Sports Night with Parker and the Man on this Facebook Friday, Father's Day Sunday, Flag Day Saturday on Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan. Lions cut Chris Houston today. Hey, supposedly the best DB they got. You know, the guy had 6 picks a couple years back, a couple for touchdowns. You wait. Chris Houston will be the face of the franchise.
Not next year. God.
And then they signed Eric Ebron, so every draft pick is now in. So as soon as camp was over, and we never did get to Dominick Sue, you had said on Sports Final last week during your Clubhouse Confidential that something was bubbling about Sue and leaving Detroit.
Is that fair?
That was the
sense that a couple of GMs were saying something's going on with Sue is what they categorized it, and one guy thought that the Lions were leaning towards moving Sue, that there was something brewing. I never said it was a done deal and it's going to happen. You know what I mean? That was the talk going around NFL circles. So that'll be interesting to follow as well.
Look, Caldwell gets here and you say to yourself, all right, what, you know, every time there's a change made, something happens significant. Louis Delmas leaving, I think, was semi-significant. He kind of got out of here the minute Caldwell got here. But other than that, it's been pretty much status quo SOP, standard operating procedure.
I think it's actually worse when he got here.
Worse in the sense that
I thought Mark, remember I was telling you I just thought he would change things in the draft.
You thought there'd be
different.
More house cleaning. That's my point. There, it really hasn't
quo.
Been.
It has, right.
If you want to make a mark, Jim Caldwell, and say, hey, look, man.
You, get out. I'm serious.
I'm looking at you.
Can
That's
I do,
what I'm
can
doing.
I do
I'm
my,
doing the face.
Can I do my Branch Rickey?
If you're watching ParkerDeMand.com,
can I do my Branch Rickey?
Sure, Branch.
You're Ralph Kiner. You're coming in for a raise, right? You just led the National League in home runs.
Does this have to be a 57-year-old, yes. 87-year-old reference?
Yes. You know why?
Branch Rickey and Ralph Kiner.
I have to because it only makes sense. And
you
Ralph
better explain that thing then to
people. Well, I'm going to say it. Ralph Kiner comes in. He leads the National League in hitting, and he's coming in for a raise.
He's a Hall of Famer from the old days.
Exactly. Right. From the 50s or whatever.
Yes. 40s.
And 40s and 50s or whatever. He led the National League in home runs. I don't know.
I just want to explain what Kiner is. Go ahead.
But the bottom line is, Brent, he comes in for a raise, and the Pirates finished in last place that year. And Branch Rickey said, a raise? We finished in last place with you. We can finish in last place without you. And that's the point about
Might have been the first time that phrase was ever uttered.
That's what I'm saying, Mark. It's a great line. But I'm talking about the players the Lions have. You've already collapsed 2 years in a row with these guys. Why are you holding on to them? Why do you owe them anything? You know what I mean? This should be more house cleaning.
So here's my point on this. The splash would be that Martin Mayhew busts out one day that there's a press conference in Allen Park to announce the trade of Dominican Sue. You think that that's very possible prior to the July start to training camp. Is that correct?
Yes.
From what you
from
heard.
What I've heard out there.
Tell me when I'm talking out of school.
No. From what I've heard from people. Yes, that's what
Martin Mayhew will say, press conference. Well, he won't say it. Somebody will. Bill Keenest or Matt Barnhart will say, press conference tomorrow, 4:30, to announce a major Detroit Lion transaction.
Mark, how come he hasn't signed a contract?
Dude, I thought that we weren't going to leave minicamp until Ebron was signed. Other business was taken care of.
The next time you see Sue, it's training camp for his final season. What's the delay, Mark? Seriously, what is the delay?
He's got to get to Vegas. He doesn't have time to sign contracts.
So, all right, we'll talk more.
He loves Vegas.
More about the Lions, either about Chris Houston or about Sue. All you frustrated, same old Lions. I know. 248-848-1130, but we'll have a sports
We need a new
rep
phrase for that. New phrase
up
for SOL.
I know.
Sports Night with Parker and the Man, Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Brad Ausmus, can you stop this terrible losing streak?
Can't do it.
Brad Ausmus, can you get JV fixed and turned around?
Can't do it.
Hey, Justin Verlander, can you stop this four-game losing streak and get us on the right track?
Can't do it.
Can you win a game for the Tigers and stop this terrible slide?
Can't do it.
Sorry. All right. That was my interview with him. He just couldn't do it.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.
I had to just text Bob Krause back. He said, How do you like my Martin Kiner pick now?
We're not tooting his own horn, and we're not even.
That's okay. I said I gave him props last night.
Did he make the cut yet? Oh, I'm sorry.
Make the cut.
I'm kidding, Mark.
Make the cut. He made the cut. He made the cut plus four is what he did.
All right, time for a sports wrap. He is the man, Mark Wilson, sponsored by Sporty Cuts. For the best haircuts in the city, go to 7 Mile Road between Outer Drive and Mile.
What are we in, bottom two? Nothing happening yet. Minnesota, the Tigers. You got your Kyle Gibson. You got your Drew Smyly. It's the start of the 6-game homestand. First the Twins. Then you got Rob's favorite team, the Kansas City Royals with cheese, coming into Comerica Park. So nothing doing. Hey, man, come on now. We got a lot of Central games to get through here. Lots of games against those fine clubs. No score right now in the second or third Comerica. Bottom two. Tigers down bad. Qualifying this afternoon in MIS for Sunday's Quicken Loans 400 NASCAR race. Kevin Harvick won all three rounds with a fast lap of 204.6, broke the track record off US 12. Harvick on the pole, followed by teammates Jeff Gordon and Dale Jr. Rochester Hills' Brad Keselowski is sixth. Danica Patrick, 27th in qualifying, that's where she'll start. And Ryan Newman, I mentioned Ryan Newman in 24th because Dale Jr., Earnhardt, forgot to pick him up at the airport today and fly him to Detroit. So he had to hitch a ride on a plane with Dale Jarrett. This is how NASCAR guys do stuff. It's just the craziest thing. Earnhardt just forgot to take him. He left early, and Newman went to the airport, and they were already gone. How am I going to get there? Oh, Dale Jarrett's got a plane. Okay. Local scores first. Sports Night with Parker DeMann, presented by Sporty Cuts. Stanley Cup Finals, Game 5. Rangers-Kings. Boy, this is why Los Angeles hates the East Coast. Because they got to play at 5 o'clock their time. They got to get to Staples at 5 for an 8 o'clock hockey game in the West Coast. Game 5 of the, and of course the Kings can wrap it up tonight. Game 5 of the NBA Finals is Sunday in San Antonio. The Spurs can wrap it up with a win over the Heat, up 3-1. U.S. Open Golf, round 2 at Pinehurst, number 2 North Carolina, thank you very much. Martin Keimer, back-to-back 65s. It's the first time that has ever happened in U.S. Open history. 65-65. Keimer has one bogey in 36 holes. That's not U.S. Open golf normally. He's at 10 under par. It's a 6-shot lead on Brendan Todd, who shot a 67 today. Kevin Na and Brant Snedeker at minus 3. Rory McIlroy shoots a 68. He's at 1 under with Jordan Spieth. Adam Scott came back nicely with a 67. If this were a regular tournament, he'd be right in it. But he's 10 shots back of Keimer. He's at even par. Phil Mickelson just made the cut here at plus 3. Sergio's on the cut line, plus 4. That is the cut line. So Bubba Watson, Jason Duffner, Luke Donald, and many others, they're plus 6, will miss the cut and will not be playing on the weekend. World Cup soccer in Brazil. Mexico over Cameroon, 1-0. Oribe Peralta with the lone goal for Team Mexico. The defending champion Spain, and not Johnny Peralta, loses big to the Dutch, to the Netherlands, 5-1. The defending champ already with a loss. Robin van Persie and Arjen Robben each had 2 goals for the Dutch team. And we're in the second half in Brazil. Chile leads Australia 2-1. Other baseball, American League, Toronto over Baltimore 2-0 second. No score Cleveland, Boston early at Fenway. National League, Cubs over, and the Phillies are no score second. Mets at Citi Field once again delayed by rain against the Padres. Haven't started that game yet. Pittsburgh 2-0 over Miami. Right now in the second. And the College World Series begins tomorrow in Omaha, Nebraska. First 2 games, UC Irvine versus Texas and Louisville versus Vanderbilt. Double elimination of the 8 schools in the tournament now in the College World Series. Only Texas has won before. 6 times, as a matter of fact. 2005 being the last time. The other 7 schools have never won the College World Series. That's your sports wrap presented to you by Sporty Cuts.
All right, 248-848-1130. It is Sports Night with Parker and the Man, Rob Parker, along with the man, Mark Wilson.
No pizza tonight. Juniza will continue again on Monday.
On Monday night.
So I know you were looking forward to seeing us eat pizza, and I know you were saying, I wish we had smell-o-vision or taste-o-vision so we could actually, you know, sample the pizza with you. Because it is kind of funny, we, you know, we're telling people we have no Juniza tonight for our eating enjoyment and their viewing enjoyment.
But I brought this in to show you because you haven't seen me do this in a long time.
What is it? I thought you went to Panera and got a piece of bread. Is that a donut? You can eat a donut?
And I got white milk.
Did you go get that from your thing?
What?
Dunkin'?
No,
did
no, no.
Did you use the card?
No, I didn't use it. No, no, no.
Why?
No, because I was in at Kroger. It was at Kroger.
Oh, man. You can
I've
get a donut every day.
No, I know.
Is that what you told me?
Every day.
Donut a day. Thanks to that card. Little magical card you got.
I'm surprised you got a good one. Hey, now. I got one. You got one?
Of course.
You never use it for discounts?
I didn't know about the donut situation.
Yeah, oh, yeah. We're talking about the AARP.
I didn't know we had donuts up for grabs.
Up for grabs, dude. You can go in there.
So, again, the news of the day out of Allen Park is that Chris Houston has been cut. He's free to leave, go wherever he wants. His $25 million contract is null and void. Of course, you don't get anything but what you're owed on the guarantee. And Eric Ebron, the guy the Lions don't need at all.
Stop.
Have no use for this guy. Signs his deal, 4 years, $12.25 million, from his 10 slot in the NFL draft. Now, the point being here is that we say this all the time. Every time we go through this nonsense, because now we have this 5 weeks. How many years have we done this? We're all in this together, people. Here's this 5 weeks of now having to sit and marinate on what going to happen before camp starts. Is someone going to leave? Is someone going to be here? The Dominican Sue thing, and you can ask Sue, and Sue will tell you, I don't know why you people create a problem. There's no problem. I'm a Lion. That's the way it is.
No, no, no. You have a contract expiring after this year.
And, so I'm playing this year.
And people around town, Mark, have been saying, how long have we been talking about this?
Oh, my
for
God.
Years,
don't even start
Mark,
with me.
For years.
When did Sue get drafted? 1992?
As 1992.
Seems like
it. As soon as he can bounce, the word on the street out in Detroit is that he was going to bounce. And, Mark, you just ask yourself, why have you not re-signed? They got a boatload of money, right? I heard that they're going to make him the highest paid at his position. I hear he wants to be the highest paid defensive player. That's what he's bucking for. Highest paid defensive player.
you can ask for whatever you want, Rob Parker, and he's got some merit to do it.
He doesn't have any
merit.
He's
a Pro Bowl guy.
Mark, they haven't even made the playoffs the last year, and that total collapse.
But,
and don't tell me it has nothing to do with him, because it does.
But
he's on the team, and they didn't get that. I didn't see those guys get to the quarterback and stop those late inning drives.
But the one year they went to the postseason, he was a part of that.
Yeah, but that was 3 years ago. I'm sorry.
I'm just saying what he can use as ammunition. And he was considered the top defensive tackle, at least, and that position is normally felt.
But he ain't no
to be
top defensive
Warren Sapp guy.
Top defensive player is a Richard Sherman, a difference maker.
Well, we've seen Richard Sherman just a small spurt of Richard Sherman
care,
at
but
the tail end of last year.
Well, but that's good enough for me.
Well, look what Richard Sherman just earned. A nice big fat contract for that position.
Well, but they won a Super Bowl too, and I don't have a problem rewarding somebody after they get it done. The Lions have had two collapses.
But this is not, I'm not arguing with you about Sue. Whether or not he deserves money.
He doesn't deserve a dime more than it. They're actually overpaying Sue.
The one thing I've always held, though, with Dominican Sue, since the day he got here, and we already heard about this when he was at Nebraska, he's not, to me, it doesn't seem like home run.
1-0 Twins.
Eduardo Escobar with a homer off Drew Smiley. Second homer of the season for Escobar.
Top third.
Solo shot? So yeah. We got 1-0. Okay. The one thing we heard about him is, I'm just going to say it like this. He's not a big fan of the game.
A lot of guys, though, Mark, you know football players. A lot of those guys, they do it, you know why? Because they're big, they can play, they can make money at it. I've talked to a lot of football players over the year. They said, dude, this is just, if I could do something else and make this.
Me too.
I would do it.
I almost hate to tell you names of guys that told
me. You know that.
I want to do this for a living?
Right.
But I don't have any choice. Look at what I make.
And look how big I am. What am I going to do, put on a suit and a tie and go to work in an office?
For $40,000 a year?
Right.
If I'm lucky to get that?
At 6'6", 340? What office are you
working? They're paying me $1 million
to come here. There's not a cubicle big enough.
So Dominican Sue, who wants to be a media guy eventually, he wants to be a movie guy. Yeah. I think he wants to be an actor of some sort. That's why he goes on these reality shows. That's why he did Splash. It's why he did the dating show on Fox. He has no other reason to do those. He's enamored with Hollywood. He's enamored with Las Vegas. He likes the bling, bling, bling. He likes the dancing lights.
Yeah, I couldn't
this
watch
is
that
why I'm
splash
telling you this.
After they heard, what you call it?
What? Chewy?
What was the guy's name?
Louis Anderson?
Louis Anderson. I couldn't after
he... Louis Anderson got hurt.
Got hurt too, though.
Really? Did
Chewy Bravo like broke his foot. There's more injuries in that show.
They stopped that show.
Had to. These people aren't ready for that. You're making these people die from high dives. Water.
Louis Anderson has some stones.
He's 450
pounds.
400
pounds for him to get on a diving board and jump off.
But it's not even that. Catherine Webb, A.J. McCarron's little girlfriend, the big model. Yeah, she's so good looking. Miss Alabama or whatever she was. Even she had issues. And then the chick that was in the Charles in Charge, Nicole Eggert.
They couldn't pay me to get up there.
Someone was going to die in that show.
Didn't Kareem do it too?
Kareem did it.
I think his head hit the bottom, didn't he?
No, but did you see the one dive that Kareem had? He like it was like what's his name when Rodney Dangerfield did Back to School did the triple Lindy and it failed and he went like in half. Kareem at 7'3" like did one of those. I thought literally his leg was going to fall off.
And you know what? He lost a lot of points too on the dive too because his joint got put out when he hit the water. You know,
on his entry.
I guess
that was the worst idea for a reality show ever.
Splash! Oh my God!
So Dominican Sue did that one.
Somebody sitting around ABC going, "Let's get fat ass Louis Anderson and have him jump off the diving board."
And that little dude from Chelsea Handler show, and we'll get and. What football player can we get to dive off a high dive? Well, Dominican Sue will do it. So somebody must have recommended Sue to do the thing. He's from Portland, Oregon. He didn't grow up loving a team. He went to Nebraska out of his wheelhouse. He knew that he had a meal ticket.
He thought he was going there to get corn when he went to Nebraska.
I'm not saying he doesn't like football. I'm saying he's not a student of the game. He wasn't a big fan of an NFL team. So when you start saying, well, where does Sue want to go? I don't even think he knows.
Right. It's just out of here is what I know.
He's never expressed a desire to play for the Seahawks, which is not going to happen. He's not going to Seattle. They don't have any money for him.
They let go a lot of players from that team already. They can't pay. Once you win, you know the problem you have. It's a phony league because it's set up that you have to disband and not pay people.
That's why you'll never see dynasties anymore.
No.
Probably won't see what the Patriots have done here.
And even the Patriots, Mark, when was the last time they won a Super Bowl? Come on.
It's been a long time.
10 years.
10 years ago. Yeah, so there's no dynasty there.
There's no dynasty.
They've been very good. They get to postseason.
I'm just saying, but they don't win.
Tom Brady does his thing. And...
but there's always something missing because they don't have the money to pay the people.
So Sue comes off as a guy who would much rather be doing something else, and I think we've noticed that. So it seems like he's very laissez-faire about his situation with the Lions. You think there's something cooking that within the next 5 weeks, probably or possibly, he won't be a Lion.
Mark, if you're Martin Mayhew, and this guy, you don't have a deal signed before training camp, I think you got to move him. You can't let the guy walk.
248-848-1130. What's up, Casey?
Hey, have good Friday to you guys. Good Friday the 13th.
Yes, what's happening,
Happy
bud?
Happy Flag Day tomorrow.
Hey, and happy Father's Day for the weekend,
boys.
There
you go. It's a packed weekend, baby.
What are they doing for you, Casey? Anything special to kids?
You know what? I'm going to go see a movie I want to see.
Oh, finally. What are you going to watch?
You know what?
I thought you can't take them to porn.
Oh, stop.
Thank God for the internet. I told you. You know.
Hey, Casey, it'll be the first movie that you watch without a pack of smokes and baby oil.
That stands on its own merits, doesn't it?
It does. It just.
Anyhow, you know, and Mark, before I get to my point with Ndamukong Suh, I did want to challenge you yesterday, but you guys cut me off. I don't know why.
We had other callers. You
have to go.
40 minutes.
Casey, what do you want to do?
What do you want to co-host, though? You're a
and
caller.
Sometimes you'll call at these weird times when we got to hit breaks and stuff.
I understand, but you were talking Patrick Ewing, and you know what? He ruined the Knicks' chances. The Knicks didn't ruin that. He wanted to be the top five paid player in the league. Nobody could come there to help him win a championship because he had that clause in his contract. And as soon as he came out of Georgetown, I told my neighbor, and I bet with him, I said, this guy's never going to win a championship.
He had plenty of good enough players with him. They got to the finals. It wasn't all Ewing. He wasn't that huge a player. Twice,
when did he get
right
to the finals after what? Jordan left?
No, he got to, they got to the finals twice, but they played it. Let me tell you, I was covering. I was in New York working. They played the Bulls tough. The Bulls didn't just sweep them. They were always pretty good series. And you know what? They lost out to one of the greatest player ever played. If you're Patrick Ewing, I can live with that.
Right, but I'm just saying, they had a salary cap, and you couldn't add players.
Add
like
who?
LeBron is doing.
Who are you going to add?
Yeah, but it wasn't like what LeBron's done. There were no.
But it wasn't Patrick Ewing and his four friends. He had people around him.
And let me tell you this, real quick. Isaiah Thomas, the Pistons were going to trade Isaiah Thomas to the Knicks.
That
right?
was out there. That was
they
out
needed
there
a point guard. That's when they wound up getting Derek Harper. Remember?
But then Isaiah got hurt and ended his career early, too.
But Isaiah, at the time, didn't want to go. He said, that's Patrick Ewing's team. I don't want to go to New York and play.
No, I'll tell you what,
Casey. He didn't want to do it.
Isaiah Thomas, towards the tail end, right after the bad boy thing ended, there was about two or three rumors about him to the Knicks. Then he got hurt, if you remember. So he ended his career early. He didn't have to end it when he did.
He ended it really early.
He got that injury on the knee injury, and I remember doing the live shot outside the Palace when I said, Eli, we were still working together, and I said, I don't think he's coming back. I think Isaiah's done because he saw the denigration of the Pistons at that point.
And then I do remember that.
Remember Lambert quit after 11 games that season?
Yeah, I remember that stand-up because then Eli said, well, he wanted to find out from Dr. Yaldo first.
Hey, Mark, it's great that you think that about, but what does Dr. Yaldo think?
Yaldo, yeah.
Is that your line, Rob? Was that your thing?
You couldn't find a good throat doctor.
You know, one of these days, Eli will call us instead. We've been calling him out, and he won't call
us. Eli, call
us, buddy.
You know
what he said? I'm not listening to that show. I don't even know those two guys are back.
Can't do it.
Wilson and Parker are back?
Unbelievable.
But anyhow, guys, I'm this Ndamukong Suh. I really think that this Chris Houston, you know, to sign Ebron like we did, you know what? This is all collateral damage from Suh not making up his mind. And I don't know if this guy is incredibly egotistical, narcissistic, whatever, just has incredible marketing handlers like Donald Sterling in the sense that this guy's name has always got to be out there because you would think, all right, I'm going to sign for a lot of money. I'm going to get a new contract. I'm going to lay low under the wire. No, he doesn't do that. He doesn't sign to the last minute or does he want to even stay? I mean, this guy has got his name out there, you know, every day. When is he going to sign? And this is all marketing for him. Otherwise, you know, this is collateral damage. If Tom Luan can say, this is my salary cap because Ndamukong signed his contract. Can we keep Houston? No, we can't because we got to sign Ebron.
They didn't want Houston anymore. They didn't want an injured corner who can't.
No, but they had to get. His point is they had to get under the cap, and they had to get under the cap to sign Ebron, and they could have done more. All I'm saying is Sue could have helped him with the cap earlier.
Let's get rid of a corner
the draft,
for that.
Before the draft,
absolutely.
And he didn't do it, and that's why.
And Dalmas was the same thing. I don't say I want to keep Dalmas. I don't want to keep Houston. But knowing this, you may be going to the draft and you get, the Cuisinart. You get a cornerback. You get somebody.
Oh, well, now you want their Cuisinart, who everybody in Cincinnati is just praising like it's nobody's business.
Or even you move up and get Justin Gilbert. I don't know, but I'm just saying, Sue, his actions have caused a shotgun effect. And people are picking pellets out in Allen Park saying, what the hell is this? We can't get a guy to decide if he's going to be here or not. And it's all on his terms. So in that sense, I think he's the guy that's just incredibly egotistical and marketing-minded.
Thanks, Casey. I'm going to tell you this again. I've read too many things already. Marvin Lewis and everybody down in Cincy thinks the absolute world of Darqueze Dennard on many fronts, how he is in the community, but more importantly, obviously, right now, is what they're seeing out of him. Heck, if there's news out of training camp, here's the news. Darqueze Dennard's a pretty damn good player. Who knew? And I'm telling you, you're going to look at this move, 2014 draft, just like you saw the Harrington-Quentin Jammer draft. And Quentin Jammer continues to play to this day, and Harrington sits there doing color commentary for Fox. And hasn't been in the league now in 4 or 5 years. Jammer just helped the Broncos get to a Super Bowl. So the same thing's going to be happening. You watch. Eric Ebron will be catching 38 passes a year for 429 yards and a touchdown. And Darqueze Dennard will be leading Cincinnati somewhere. Or maybe some other team eventually. But right now he's doing it with Cincinnati. 248-848-1130. We'll update you on everything. We got that coming up. The Tigers are still down one zip.
And Minnesota's threatening.
And Minnesota's doing their thing again over at Comerica against Drew Smiley.
Oh, no,
Detroit's
they're gonna
Detroit's 11:30, WDFN The Fan.
What do you say? You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.